What if they try to steal your blood?
No, I mean, that's fine. I don't need it, right?
What if they've been stealing your blood?
I'm not feeling any difference.
What if the fact that you feel kind of tired all the time is because someone's in your house?
I figured it was just because I slept like 6 hours a night. But, anyway. You know, maybe.
But
if they need my blood for some nefarious purpose, at least I'm contributing to a greater cause, you know? I guess so.
You sure?
It's so dark out still.
I know. It's only going to get worse.
Why?
Because we didn't record this the week before the daylight savings time changes. I'm just going to go forward.
But doesn't daylight savings time makes it better? Because it'll be more light out. Buddy! Because we're pushing an hour falling forward, right?
Fall back.
So it's... Right now it's going to be 5 o'clock? Or 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess... No?
No, so I guess it'd be... No, you're right. It'd be better for a little bit.
Because it's... Well, I guess, like, the way I think of it is it gets... Like, it'll get darker. Or it's not as dark when you wake up after daylight savings time.
All I remember is that every time we change the time, it screws me somehow, and I can't remember how in this time. I think what's going to happen...
You gain an hour?
Is that right?
Fall back means that at 6 o'clock, it'll be 5 o'clock, so you gain an hour because you wake up an hour later than you used to. But then...
So it'll be...
You...
The whole point is to give you more time in the evening, right?
It's to shift the hours of the day so they're more in line with when the sun's out.
But the sun isn't out later in the day. It's just out less. So that doesn't ever make sense to me.
Yeah, but, like, what I mean is, like, people wake up at, like, 6 or 7.
Sure.
And then the sun will be out instead of it being
Keithing,
dark still.
Highball. Thank you, Kyle. Give us money.
You don't have to, like, you know, point out the fact that you fucked up. Like, you don't have to do that.
I don't have to point out the fact that my $1,000 a year whatever fucking highball habit is finally no longer facilitated by whatever Amazon vendor I was using.
Yeah.
And that I had to rely on your highball
it's
habit.
It's, you know, I like highball a lot. I won't ever say that I don't, because I think I've had almost all their flavors, and they're all pretty decent, and it's unsweetened, and it's, yeah, like, it's, you know, more natural, blah, 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 right?
Refreshing shit.
But fucking A, if they don't make it hard to buy.
They are not good at selling their product.
Yeah, seriously, like, I can't buy from their site, right? I don't feel like I can. And if I can...
You can.
And then I go on Amazon, and it's like, here's some shady-ass third-party vendor that sells it.
And here's one that sells it for twice that price. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like, what, like...
Highball, get your distribution system sorted out.
And, like, why are they just making the secondary market for Highball? Like, they're just like, yes, we'll let you sell it for double the price. Like, a lot of people, like, have, like, MSRPs and shit like that, but... Mm-hmm. Amazon just kind of says, fuck you, that, doesn't it? I mean, there was, like, another, what was it called? I can't remember, but basically there was an act or some type of amendment or proclamation or standard or royal decree from the government or something.
We lead us to kings.
We lead us to kings.
I can't hit that. That didn't happen.
You cut that out.
Not cutting it out. Never cut it out.
Basically, you can't advertise a markup below a certain price online. Because in an effort to try to facilitate the function and necessity of physical places to buy from.
Is that a government thing?
I thought it was. I don't think the MSRP is a government thing either, but it's more of like a trade standard, I guess,
whatever. I know some places aren't allowed to do that due to some kind of an obligation, some deal.
Maybe. Well, I know that like Asmodee, the gaming company, did that, where like they basically had a price. They had a thing where like they wouldn't distribute to you if you didn't.
Yeah.
If you did this. And so all they did was they just didn't put the price on stuff that was marked down until the cart.
Yeah, that's the trick.
And you're like, well, you solved nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Except you pissed off consumers.
Dude, whatever. So for a long time, I didn't really understand.
A long time ago. Me and my brother Kyle here.
Like, the difference between, like, TiVo and, like, torrenting, right? Because, like, on one end, you have some device that's, like, it's totally okay to record it from because they're, like, protected somehow and there's almost no way to get them off there, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the savviest of people will get things off of things no matter what kind of protections you have, right? Okay. And so, like, I never really understood the whole, like, why is TiVo okay, but torrenting isn't okay, blah, 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 blah. But it's so damn easy to just record something on your computer. Like, if you make something digital, you're basically just opening yourself up to personal copies of something existing. And the idea is that, like, because one of the things that I thought was just a total flop, but they still do it from time to time, is like a digital movie release via like Comcast or DirecTV, right? They'll do sometimes they'll do these non-theater releases for movies that just come straight out, and they're like Tucker and Dale vs. Evil was like this, which is a kind of a cool horror movie that's really funny with Alan Tudyk and some other characters that are pretty cool. But basically, they released it in a digital format, and that just means that it's already out on the internet. It's not even like a bad pirated copy; it's just a straight up copy, right? And it was an interesting decision to just be like, yeah, sure, we'll, like, release it here and charge, like, $20 for it. And, like, everybody's just, like, secondary market or black market? You know, we don't really need to... As soon as one person watches this that has the capacity to, like, record it or whatever, it's gone. It's done. And I don't know. I was thinking about that last night when I was trying to, like, figure out a way to watch a show that was coming out that I couldn't really watch without not having the proper... perform the proper rituals to this... blah, 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 and...
Pay people. So it's called pay.
No, it's not. That's not that.
Key thing is paying people.
No, it has nothing to do with paying people. You're already paying them, so I don't...
It's 100% paying people.
And I just was like... I don't know. It's like my morals and ethics just go completely out the window when it comes to consuming, like, media from a cable company.
I think that The part that's tricky is it's really hard to maintain any sense of morality when you feel like they've been shafting you for so long.
But, like, why do I feel that way?
And because,
like,
cable companies are the devil.
Hey, you're not allowed to say that.
That's harassment. It's not. It's libel.
It's libel if it's in print. It's slander. No, he's like, it's slander. It's not slander. It's libel if it's in print.
But it's also true because they have the worst customer service records. The most, like,
are you disliked. Just saying this stuff from your own experience, or have you, like, looked at the stats?
If you look at it, like, it, companies with worse customer service records are, like, correctional facilities, right? So it's...
I don't know why they have the metric. They have, like, an exit interview for prisoners. It's like, hey, I'd like you to talk about your time here. And he's like, well, I got fucking raped, and then, you know, I got stabbed a bunch. So I'm going to have to say that it wasn't very good. And I got stuff shoved up my ass, and so it wasn't just not... It was just, yeah... 4 out of 10. Would not go to prison again.
I mean, let's put it this way. Would you rather interact with Amazon as a company?
You're going to say.
Or Comcast?
Would you rather go to a restaurant and eat dinner with your family or go to prison? Like,
seriously, like, would you rather call and have a customer service experience with Amazon or with Comcast?
I can't even think of a scenario in which I would need to call Amazon.
Amazon. So I can tell you a story about an Amazon customer service experience. I've been parallel to one. Can't get there, Kyle.
Yeah, you can. You can turn left and get there. But
I know, but I can't get to where I want to get, which is in front of these idiots.
Can tell your story about your Amazon experience.
Kate had accidentally left on a recurring purchase and didn't notice it.
Oh,
Subscription to Stars or something like that, and she hadn't been using it. And it's because she did a free trial and forgot to cancel it, and she didn't notice it. And she noticed it once. It's like, oh, crap, what's this? And then messaged them, and they were like, yeah, you've been paying for that for, like, 6 months. It's not new.
Not new.
You idiot. No, and then they said, not doing it. These guys are dumb shits. That is not the color smoke they're shooting out of a Prius, by the way, buddy. So they actually refunded her, like, I think half of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they gave her a goodly amount of it back as credit. Just like, yeah, so, okay, well, you haven't been using it, and you honestly didn't mean to. That's fine. They just, like, gave it back. Like, what?
I've had that happen with Audible before, too. Like,
all she really wanted was, like, maybe one of the months back. They gave her, like, half of it.
Don't go that way. Just stay in this lane.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to get directions to our work.
No, you're right. I see it now. You were paying attention to the
how? Dude, so somebody, speaking of fucking tangents. Like, yeah, just keep straight. Yeah. You won't, well, don't keep straight, but follow the road. One time there was like a bunch of birds covering that tree and it looked like it was like a gigantic
bird monster.
Whoa, the tree's gone.
Tree fell down. The bird fucked with it, man.
So, speaking, I was just talking about that because I was watching a show last night and I was like, this is a good show. I really want to be able to watch it again without having to, like, you know, full steal people's stuff.
Just say shenanigans.
Shit Benigans. Okay. And the fucking, so the main character in this show is this lady who, like, used to have an imaginary friend but this, like, thing that she used to see called the Pretzel Jack. And in the show, they got this, like, master contortionist named Toby Twist.
Do you want to be in this lane?
Yeah, just turn right here. Toby Twist to be this, this fucking villain. And everything that they did in the show is actually him doing all this contortionist shit. And it is fucking creepy, dude. And I was one of those times that I've watched something and then I tried to, like, not go to sleep, but I tried to walk around my house without any lights on, and I was like, nah, I don't think I can handle this right now.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm not gonna do that.
I'm not too bad off, because once I get into bed, I'm like, well, if someone's gonna kill me, I'm not really gonna wake up, so I might as well just go to sleep.
What if they try to steal your blood?
Nah, I mean, that's fine. I don't need it, right?
What if they've been stealing your blood?
I'm not feeling any difference.
What if the fact that you feel kind of tired all the time is because someone's in your house?
I figured it was just because I slept like 6 hours a night. But, anyway. You know, maybe.
But
if they need my blood for some nefarious purpose, at least I'm contributing to a greater cause, you know?
But it's Nurgle.
That's fine. That's even better. Because that validates...
It's not Nurgle.
Oh, that's kind of sucky, because you just build it up and then you tore it down.
See,
right,
I did
from
that?
Me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool. It's called... It's a show called Channel Zero. Left Turn. And, basically, it's these... It's a six-episode series on sci-fi, consisting of 50-minute-ish episodes, surrounding a story that was inspired by a No Sleep or Creepypasta or internet, like, horror story, right? And so I'm always a fan of seeing, like, people's personal work being kind of, like, brought to real life. I mean, I don't think these people are getting paid royalties or anything, because all this stuff is basically, like, fan-driven. But it's kind of cool to see them, like, pulling influences from some of the creepiest stuff on the internet, which is, you know, really cool. But suffice to say, it was rough last night when I was, like, walking around, because, yeah. But
I watched the second season of Castlevania.
Yeah, you were saying that, and I haven't seen the whole first season yet, but I'm thinking I should probably just buck up and do it.
If you're at all familiar with the games, mm-hmm. Specifically the first five or so, like, the later ones I don't think have as much pull, so...
You know this is, like, the same way we come back, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I just couldn't remember where the turn was.
You're good.
Either way.
I just wanted to make sure.
So, there are a lot of references and homages and little nods.
Is there actually chicken in a wall?
No. There was no wall chicken. I was sad, but someday. Anyway, but there was a whole bunch of other stuff. Basically, I would say if you've played Symphony of the Night and Castlevania 3, which one was that called? I don't remember. The old Nintendo, the Simon's Quest, I think. Simon's Quest.
Is that the one you're playing right now?
No.
That's 4?
That's 4/also 1 again. That's confusing, because 4 is not like it's like a retelling. It's a little strange. But if you played Castlevania 3 or 2, you know, a couple of those. I guess it's 2. I don't know what it is. But basically, there's a couple of characters that are only in a few of the games. But then there's there's Alucard, and there's Siphia, and there's... Siphia, they say the name a couple different ways. And
Syphilis?
Trevor. No, not that.
Trevor Belmont?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, if you're familiar with those characters and what they do in the world, then you'll enjoy the movie.
I won't like it if I haven't played any of those
games.
If
you haven't seen those, I can't speak as to how much you will enjoy it, because I'm squeeing like a small fangirl.
I should probably watch it then, because I haven't played those games, so, like, I'm interested.
Well, the other side about it is that it's badass, it's funny in places, and it's very, very bloody and gory.
Okay.
Which, if you played the games... That's not going to bother you, I don't think, because, like, in Symphony of the Night, you play a vampire called Alucard, right, who's Dracula's son, and
Definitely not Dracula spelled backwards.
Well, because you want to be the opposite.
I'm just saying, no, it definitely isn't that.
Anyway, so I don't know why I stole my turn signal.
For ambience.
Yeah. Because I was planning on turning. Did I drive that whole way with it on while I was talking? Oh man, I'm gonna feel like such a boob when I hear that in the.
Oh yeah, it was you when you changed lanes in the middle. I just didn't think about it.
Anyway, point is, in one of the games, there's like a zombie that you kill and just blood sprays out of him like a fountain.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that actually.
And he's actually handy because you can use him to replenish health when you get this blood drinking skill, but. You realize, like, what I'm saying is like, oh, that's gross if you're not used to that. But if you're used to the game, then you're like, oh, yeah, so there's blood everywhere. Fine. But it's also about fucking Dracula. So it's very violent, and it's very bloody.
But they kind of make Dracula, like, into a, like,
character?
Yeah, like, I actually kind of, like, feel his pain
a little
bit.
He's a legit character in the series. Yeah. He's not just a faceless...
Within the first three episodes, you can kind of get the feel that Dracula is, like, a... tormented soul. He's like this dude who's obviously, you know, kind of in the dark world, like, of his like surroundings, in his surroundings, but he's also just he wanted kind of to be left alone at first, right? I think. And like,
well, he wanted a couple things, but one of the things one of the interesting things they did with him is that they really leaned into the part where he's centuries old from the 1400s, so he was around back when we like knew stuff. So he's sort of a keeper of ancient knowledge that in the time of the 15th century was not known anymore. So he's like a tech wizard, and he knows all kinds of historical like information and medicine and all sorts of stuff. But he's also a crazy super mega vampire and kind of also evil.
So that was like one of strange the, yeah, balance. That's like one of the cool things they do in Interview with the Vampire too, is like kind of have that. Okay, so this is where they started, but this is definitely isn't where they're ending. Like, it's like bubon, it's like Black Plague era, and then they end up in like France or the South of America, and then they're in like modern day Chicago at the end of it, and you're like, oh, okay, so like they've seen it all. Like you give a good idea of the
breadth of it,
the shit that they live through, yeah.
And so they play with that a little bit. I think it's a pretty good series. You just got to get past like the. The only thing I'd say would turn off to people who aren't fans of the game is the sheer amount of blood and violence. And, I mean, swearing and whatnot.
But they're, like, killing, like, they're not, like, there's either things killing people or people killing things, right?
Yes, Kyle.
But, I mean, like, the things are, like, monsters and shit.
Oh, no, humans are getting wrecked.
Yeah, yeah, but they're getting wrecked by monsters. So it's, like, there's that dichotomy in the whole thing. I mean, there's never a time when, like, Trevor Belmont's just murdering another human for being there, right?
No, okay. No, you're right, yeah, but I mean, there's still a lot of horrific monsters tearing people to shreds kind of shit.
Yeah, but like, I mean, that's what monsters do. Just give them their space and they'll stop tearing people apart, right?
I find your distinctions fascinating.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, a monster's, I mean, a shark's gonna eat, a bear's gonna bear.
What I would say is that...
I like boats. I'm a fucking Viking. We're supposed to make boats out of things.
People... If you have a sensitivity to human beings perpetrating violence on other human beings, it's not a huge problem there unless you consider vampires to be human beings, in which case it is again.
No!
But then if you just have a problem with graphic violence and graphic gore and blood spraying everywhere and exploding and people's faces getting burned off, maybe skip this one. Because it does have a lot of those things I just said. But it also has a lot of really fun... It has... And I have to phrase this carefully. The second-to-last episode of the second season has the... Not the best fight scene ever, but my favorite fight scene I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
In an anime or in general?
In anything ever.
Huh.
Now, part of that is because all of the little nods and homages they snuck into it from Symphony of the Night...
Did someone throw, like, a cross or something?
Beyond that. Okay. Like... Yeah, no, there's a whole bunch of shit that
I'm worried that since I didn't play Symphony of the Night, I'm not going to get all the little homages and that.
I don't think you will get the little ones, but I think you'll still enjoy it. And then you should just go buy Symphony of the Night and play Symphony.
Well, I was thinking about just doing that first and then watching it all. Okay.
Symphony of the Night is not a small game, though.
Well, but I've played Castlevania games since the DS came out. Yeah, just not before that. So, like, I mean, I've got the Symphony of the Night was the one that like influenced a lot of the later ones, yes. right? And there was like weapons to find, and you have to grind bosses to get the stuff you want, and you have to find the secrets throughout the castle to get all your upgrades. And so, like,
but there was also story in that one. It was interesting.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with the whole like gameplay mechanics of Symphony of the Night. Just I don't know the story, and like
actually
that's not necessarily true either, because that's the one where Alucard gets like tossed down to the pit by Death at the very beginning, yes. and you lose all your stuff. Okay,
yeah, and so some of the homages are like one of the special abilities you get as Alucard, right, where you can like travel through people with that little red outline. I forget what the spell's called, but he can like boop, go through stuff. He does that, like, a whole bunch, and the way they depict it is the same way, with the red outline, and all of a sudden he's somewhere behind somebody and stabs them, and you're like, ah, that thing that he did.
Gotcha, bitch.
And there's a part where he turns into a wolf, and there's a part where he has a sword, and it's,
Does Trevor Belmont have a whip?
He does have a whip.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, he finds... They did a very good job of explaining why the fuck you would have a chain whip. Because I think that's the dumbest thing in Castlevania, is a chain whip makes no sense.
Does he do, like, the...
Where he, like, wraps around himself?
No, the chain wiggle is from those games.
Kind of, yeah, actually he does. So instead of doing just the traditional whip stuff, he does that sort of, I think it's a Japanese style, where, like, they wrap it around themselves. You see all the old, well, it might be Chinese, too, the old martial arts movies and anime, where they, like, wrap the chain around themselves, and then, like, they snap it out, and it goes flying out, and then they catch it around that.
Yeah, they use their body as, like, a momentum point.
Yeah, he does that shit, and then it's, like, it's blessed, so whatever it touches explodes, so it's, like, and that's, I guess, a bit of a spoiler, but not too much of a spoiler. It's just, he's got a badass whip at one point. Right, the way they depict it just makes sense.
Just watch it.
Even though the whole thing's crazy over the top, like, it's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out.
It is worth watching, if you're a fan of all the things I said. I just think those are, like, hard turnoffs for some people, so, like...
Yeah, I mean, violence and gore in anime is a little bit more acceptable, I think, because it's not as jarring,
but there is, like, there are Evil Dead levels of blood.
Cool. If you, there's different tiers, right? So, the original, if you, like, can handle, like, the original Evil Deads with its kind of gimmicky blood, where, like, at some point during the movie they ran out of, like, real blood and started using, like, purple blood, that's great. But, like, if you really want to test your mettle, watch the new Evil Dead, because that shit is
new Evil Dead levels
fucking
of blood.
Nuts. And one of my favorite movies, but it is definitely one that's not for the faint of heart.
The TV show or the movie?
The movie.
I haven't caught the movie. Sorry.
So the new movie has some pretty crazy shit in it. I don't know. I mean... The gore in the show is up there too.
Yeah. I would say it's on par with the show.
Yeah, but they but again, that's not. I don't know if that's all human on human.
No, I would say it's a very similar level of gore and violence. I mean, the things that don't get me are like skull crushing, like mountain. I don't know. So basically, I'd say this: if you're okay with like Game of Thrones and you don't mind Evil Dead and the newer Evil Dead and you don't mind Quentin Tarantino, then you're fine. But if any of those bother you, Kill Bill.
Yeah, if you've seen
Kill
like,
Bill was too gory for you, then you may want to steer.
Like the Hatchet, Victor Crowley, like some of these newer slasher movies that are just too much, you probably wouldn't like it then.
I wouldn't say it's that bad. I mean, okay, I'd say Kill Bill. I think Kill Bill's gonna be where I park it. Kill Bill level of blood and gore.
But that's not like real. Like that's not real blood and gore. That's just kind of like. Yeah, but that's what I mean is that.
Well, in this one, it's somewhat stylized as well. I just mean like. Okay. People are literally slipping and sliding on a surface covered in blood. And if that bothers you, don't play Castlevania, because that's like...
Don't play it or don't watch it?
Don't watch it. Okay. Or play it or anything, because there's like there's a whole sequence.
It's about fucking vampires. So like,
and it's about horrifying monsters. Like, again, in Castlevania Symphony of the Night, there's a whole sequence where there's a giant ball of dead bodies that you knock bodies off.
Is that in the show?
No. Oh, but that's so the cool. kind of shit that they draw from. Mm. There are several bosses from the game that appear in the show.
Sweet, okay.
And the way they fight is similar to the way they fight in the game.
And they float around and do stuff? Just kidding.
Kinda.
No, stop. All right. Well.
Okay, well, we're way over time now. We gotta hit
the new time.
No, I gotta go to work.
All right. Like, comment, subscribe.
We love you.
Bye.
You love us.